Let's see.
No? Sí. Buenas tardes, señoras y señores. Señora Presidenta.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and good afternoon, Chair. I am Maria Silva de Oliveira, and I represent an NGO that is the Black Women Institute. I would like to raise a number of points relating to racist and discriminatory practices in the context of law enforcement. It is vital that we have good education on human rights, but it's also essential that we have a fairer justice system so that we give our justice system a more human face. We need to do that in order to put an end once and for all to the acts of savagery and even barbarity that may be committed by law enforcement if we don't have that, if we don't have that human dimension. We see that there is still a racist and sexist model that is having an influence on law enforcement and that is still leading to the deaths of Black people, but also other minorities, particularly transgender people, for instance. So we need to have policies that take due account of intersectionality in this context, that is to say, the issue of racial discrimination and gender-based discrimination. Now, when thinking about the problems faced more particularly by Black communities, we know that Black children and young people today have to interact with the police. And this is something that starts at far too early an age for young people and children in that community. And we have to bear in mind the negative impact that that has on their development and on their future. That's why it's so important that we change the model, that we change the paradigm. We need to recommend strongly to states that